Hello and welcome to the Working Image Podcast. I'm your host, Jared Michael Gordon. This is episode 16, Website Strategy Success. Let's get started. Today, having a website for your business is no longer an option, but a necessity. Your website is a virtual storefront for your business, and it's where potential customers go to learn more about your products or services. It's a place where you have the opportunity to showcase your brand, engage with your audience, and ultimately drive sales. However, having a website alone is not enough. It would be best to have a clear website strategy to ensure your website is compelling, engaging, and results-oriented. Remember, the overall goal of any website is to convert visitors into customers by informing them about their products or services. So what does a website strategy entail? Firstly, you need to define your target audience. Knowing your ideal customer, their needs, and how your products or services can solve their problems is essential. This will help you create content that resonates with them and ultimately drives traffic to your site. You can have more than one ideal customer. Your product or service may be targeted at multiple customer types, and that's fine. But you need to create a customer profile for each customer type. The main goal of a customer profile is not just to create content for them, but also to understand how they will navigate your website, creating a better user experience for them, which results in more website conversions, but more on that later. Once you have defined your target audience, you must consider your brand identity design. Your website should reflect your brand identity, values, and messaging. This means using colors, fonts, and imagery consistent with your brand identity, which creates your company's voice. A strong brand identity will help your website stand out and create a memorable impression on visitors. Brand identity also builds trust, which is what you need to convert website visitors into customers. Remember, there's a difference between brand identity design and your company's brand itself. Brand identity design is all the visual elements created to portray your company's image or voice. Your company's brand is what customers say about their experience with your company. Two totally different things. Next up is content. High quality, engaging content is crucial to your website's success. Your content should be tailored to your target audience and aligned with your brand's messaging. This could be in the form of blog posts, videos, or infographics. Refrain from putting basic content or stock images on your website. It devalues your company's brand identity and decreases the trust you are trying to build with your audience, making conversions harder. High-quality content helps establish your business as an authority in your industry and is excellent for trust building and search engine optimization. Speaking of SEO or search engine optimization, optimizing your website for search engines is essential. This means doing things like keyword research, on-page optimization, and link building. SEO is an ongoing process, and staying up to date with the latest trends and algorithms is crucial to ensure your website ranks well within search engine results. The best way to keep up with your SEO is to hire a web designer or a digital marketing company to maintain your SEO regularly. It's a big undertaking, but you have to start somewhere. Next, you have to think about user experience. We spoke about this a little earlier. Your website should be easy to navigate, visually appealing, and mobile-friendly for all your customer types. Do not neglect user experience. A positive user experience will keep visitors on your site for longer and increase their chances of returning or converting to customers. They are also more likely to recommend someone to visit your website, creating new chances for more customers. For more about UX design or user experience design, go to episode 15 of the Working Image Podcast, where we explain everything having to do with UX design and your business. Finally, the most important part of your web strategy are well-defined goals. Everything I mentioned are the tools you need for your web strategy to help achieve your goals. Are your goals to obtain more clients or customers? Maybe to educate on a specific topic. Or perhaps your site is charity-based and you want to fundraise. Whatever your goals are, you need to assess your website strategy on a regular basis and be sure you are following it. Your strategy will adapt to the times because things do change, but it will keep your website working towards your goals. So there you have it, a quick rundown on website strategy and why it's so important. Remember, having a website is just the first step. To truly succeed online, you need to have a solid strategy in place and continuously work on your website to stay in line with your strategy. But these are the building blocks you want to start implementing into your site today. That's it for episode 16 of the Working Image Podcast, Website Strategy Success. All the necessary links and information are in the show notes. If you have any questions, email theworkingimage@gmail.com. We know your time is valuable. Thank you for using some of that time to listen. Take care, everyone.